Welcome back to Drive Time. I'm Nathan. Cheers for having us on here on Spark, where Sunderland lives. Now, Bradley Lowry, a massive push of energy and inspiration to the community of Sunderland. This little boy has done everything he needs to so far in his life, and the fight still continues for this guy. A campaign is on the way, and I've got you on Drive Time a very emotive and connective chat with a person that wants to create a petition for the new Weir Crossing to be named after Bradley Lowry. Here is what she had to say.
Thank you.
Now then, Sarah, the cause for Bradley Lowry and offering this massive ball of inspiration some respect. Do you agree?
Yes, I certainly do. I mean, every time you see him, he's got a huge smile on his face, and you look at him and you think the pain he must be going through must be horrendous, but he never stops smiling. You know, and you see him when he's kicking the ball or when he's with Jermaine, and that smile never ends.
Now then, Sarah, this little lad has been into Disneyland. He's been walking out England at Wembley Stadium. He's been all around the country. Do you think that the cause for him has been just one big, massive inspirational package?
Yeah. He's brought together the whole of the country, and we've united as one. And we're all backing the hope that he will be cured.
I mean, the hope is just there. Now, the petition for our new bridge in Sunderland, what do you want from this then?
I would like Sunderland City Council to actually take it on board and do what we've asked and name it after Bradley, because he's united both sides of the city as one. And that's what the bridge is going to do. It's literally joining both sides.
So, Sarah, how do we sign this petition then?
You can find the petition online. If you go to the Sunderland Echo, you'll find there's the article by Fiona Thompson, and the link to the petition site is in the article.
Last then, a message to the people of Sunderland. What would you like to say? Reasons why you think this petition should be brought forward?
Because Sunderland is my adopted city. I'm moving here, and I'd like to be able to be proud of the people who live in this city and the community force that we can raise as a united front, and to get Bradley's name put on that bridge. And every time we drive across that bridge, or we walk across the bridge, or however you go across it, be able to say to yourself, I made this happen, with a sense of pride, and we made the council do something.
It's a sign of the community building together to make something for this incredible little man possible. I mean, the petition will be on our website very soon as well at sparksunderland.com. Please do sign up. Let's get this bridge in Sunderland named after Mr. Bradley Lowry. I mean, what better?
Spark!